Welcome to the Locked On Wizards podcast, and we are your new hosts, Ed Oliver and JD Jackson. We are super excited to get started here as the Washington Wizards have finally made their new head coach hire in Wes Unseld Jr. How you doing today, JD?
I'm doing well, man. Like you said, excited to be a part of the Locked On Wizards and Locked On family. Just excited to get started, man.
Yes, sir. And we'll definitely introduce ourselves. So my name is Ed Oliver, not the one from the Buffalo Bills, but I am I call myself the Roy Ed Oliver on YouTube as well, because, you know, I'm older than him. But I am a DC sports YouTuber. I've been doing YouTube for about 3 years, and also I played college basketball at Goucher College in Towson, Maryland. So I have hoops background. I'm about 6'5", 6'6". I can't dunk anymore. Lost some of my athleticism, so I'm a little washed up now. How about you, JD?
I'm a former college athlete as well. I played multiple sports. I did track, basketball, football as well. I'm much shorter at about 5'6", 5'7". So I was a point guard. So I wasn't down there banging with the big boys. But I also coach youth basketball and youth soccer as well. So my background, I definitely love X's and O's and substitutions and things like that. So basketball background as well. And so, of course, because of that, I'm a coach for the youth. I love that we hired Wes Unseld Jr.
Yes, sir. We definitely needed an X and O's coach. We needed to make in-game adjustments that we – hopefully, I think Wes can definitely make some in-game adjustments that we didn't make in that six-year series, and a lot of in-game adjustments that we didn't make during the season. What was your initial reaction to the Wes Unseld Jr. hiring?
Not surprised. I think, as most people, you knew it was leaning in that direction. But I was very excited that they did come to it, that the coaching search did come to an end, and the end of Wes Unseld Jr. A tactician. That's what we need. So that was pretty much my reaction. I wasn't surprised. It kind of seemed like it was expected and it was coming. But I was happy that Tommy Shepard is. Sometimes I got a little bit impatient, but I was happy that he took his time and hired the right coach. What about yourself?
Definitely. Yeah. I think the last time we went through the head coach process, it was pretty quick. We were trying to learn Kevin Durant. So we brought in Scott Brooks. We brought in a staff looking to recruit Kevin Durant. So this time around, you know, they took their time and actually went after a guy that, you know, preached defense, preached X's and O's. And we had a long, extensive process. We interviewed a lot of guys, Darvin Ham, Charles Lee, Sam Cassell, to name a few guys. I think they interviewed about 10 to 15 people. So this one was a long, extensive process. It also took a long time to name a general manager last year in Tommy Shepard. So the Wizards, they look like they're taking their time with decisions. I like that it wasn't rushed. And Tommy Shepard did say that it was a competitive advantage of waiting and taking their time. So I know a lot of people wanted Sam Cassell, but I think Wes definitely won them over with a lot of the X's and O's talk and developmental talk. Also, of course, you know, It was kind of a match made in heaven, and kind of I'm not gonna say predictable, but I think we kind of knew because of his dad, you know, the only MVP in Washington Bullets Wizards history, and the only team to win the NBA championship in Washington Bullets Wizards history. So I wanted to ask you too, how much of a factor do you think his dad played a role in him getting the job? Because I heard a lot of fans saying that he's getting a job because of his dad. I don't really agree with that, but what did you think about that? Or how much do you think that was a factor?
I'll answer that question in two ways. It didn't matter what happened. Fans were going to say that. That'll be the way I answer it at first. Second, no, I don't think it was a factor. I think it was a big and robust search because they wanted to hire the best coach. And I'm not sure those fans quite understand or know that Wes Unseld Jr., he paid his dues like every assistant coach that's become a head coach. He's been doing it a long time. So I don't think it has anything to do don't think it has anything to do with his dad being basically the greatest Washington Wizard in history. I think he did it on his. I think he did his work to get to where he is now, and it was his time. Whether it was with the Wizards or someone else, it was going to be his time pretty soon.
I 100% agree. I think Wes has put in the time. He was a scout on the team for seven on the Washington Wizards back in 2004 for 7 years. He's put in the work. He's been an assistant coach for about 14 or 16 years. So the guy has grinded ever since he came out of college. So he's definitely put in the work. There's been some good word from Mike Malone, the head coach of the Denver Nuggets. He's got a lot of endorsement. Gilbert Arenas liked the hire. Jamal Murray posted something on Instagram talking about how he liked the hire. So I haven't really seen anything negative except for people saying that about his dad. So a lot of positive. So, and then also about the process, I wanted to ask you where the Wizards are at right now. We're kind of a middle of the pack team in the Eastern Conference. I do think we're a playoff team in the Eastern Conference, but do you think it was best suited for the Wizards to hire a experienced head coach or a first-time head coach for where we're at with Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal, two stars who are looking to win now?
I like to hire. I think it's important who you surround Wes Unseld Jr. with, but I like to hire him as the head coach. Sometimes with veteran coaches, you know exactly what you're going to get. Like if you would hire Mike D'Antoni, I know exactly what you're going to get. It would have been something very similar to what Scott Brooks does. Because that's what the type of coaches they are. They put the ball in the hands of the best player or two best players and say, figure it out. So I don't think it's a big deal that it's not Mike D'Antoni or who else is out there, Terry Stotts. I just don't think so. I get why people say that because Russell Westbrook's 32, going on 33, and Bradley Beal's in his late 20s. I get that, but I think hiring Wes Unseld, someone new and fresh as a head coach, is a good thing. Maybe it'll excite everyone, including the veterans. So I like the hire. I don't think it's too big of a deal, but I definitely understand where people are coming from.
Yeah, we're definitely an interesting spot. The coaches that were out there, you know, Kenny Atkinson or Mike D'Antoni, some of the retreads. I definitely wouldn't have minded Kenny Atkinson, but I think this approach, getting somebody fresh, somebody innovative with new ideas, I think this was the right way to go. And also, do you think this was getting a first-time head coach? Does this kind of get them – do you think they wanted to get a guy that was ready for a rebuild just in case things don't go the right way this season?
Yes, I do think that has some to do with why they did it. Wes Unseld, I think, is going to be capable of – Wes Unseld Jr., I keep saying, just to make sure I clarify. I think that he's going to be able to coach this team with two great players on it, as well as, look, we saw him with Jamal Murray and those guys. He'll be able to develop people like Rui Hachimura and Denny Avdia. So I think that does have a lot to do with it. He's kind of this coach that seemingly will be able to do both. Look, we don't know yet. We know Wes Unseld Jr., the assistant coach. No one knows Wes Unseld Jr., the head coach. None of us do. But he projects to be able to do both. And the reason why he can coach a veteran team is because he does pay attention to detail. So I definitely think that was part of the hire. Part of it was, okay, but just in case we have to blow this up in a year or two, can this coach also develop our young players into something better, a better version of themselves, which is why I think the deal is 4 years long, which is standard, but that's one of the reasons why they chose someone like Wes Unseld Jr.
I think so, too. I think they realize that Bradley Beal, after this year, has a player option. Russell Westbrook, as well, has a player option. And that, you know, if things don't go the way it's planned, then they may have to hit the reset button. You know, you look at their contracts, both contracts are are max deal contracts. So the Wizards, if things don't go right, they may have to move in a different direction. But another thing I wanted to say why I really like this hire is because Bradley Beal said we could not guard a parked car, And that definitely told how bad our defense was, as we gave up the most points per game. I think we gave up 118 points per game last year. And Wes Unseld is definitely going to bring some defense to the roster. How important do you think it was to include Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook? Actually, before I ask this question, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're just going to get a word in from BetOnline AG, one of our sponsors. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC/MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all this great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Is BetOnline. Check out your online sportsbook experts, and also the Bucks and Suns game. The over/under for that game is 225. The Bucks are favored by 5, so just keep that in mind when you put your bet when you put your bets in. The promo code is Locked On, so remember the promo code is Locked On for BetOnline. And we'll take a quick break here and be right back with more coach talk. We'll talk about what separated Wes Unseld from the other contestants and for the Washington Wizards head coaching job. We'll be right back. Okay, let's pick up where we left off here. I just wanted to ask you, how important was it to include Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook in the interview process?
I think it's very important. I think it's very good for the front office to work closely with its star or two stars or three stars nowadays, however many are on the team. I think it is important. I know there are some people out there that say the front office should just do whatever they want. That's how you get a disgruntled star that wants to force them way out of a situation, or they bad talk the organization or things like that. So I think it's important to include them. And they may think of something that, you know, Tommy Shepard isn't thinking of. You just never know, because they're the ones on the floor putting out their sweat and blood for a W. So I do think it's important. I'm not one of those people that says the front office should just do whatever they want. I do think they should communicate with the main players. That's just me. If you want to say it's a formality, that's fine. But I think it should pretty much, if you have a star, I think it should pretty much always be a part of your process. And I called this, a couple weeks before the hire happened, that I'm expecting for them to get to like the last few candidates. And when they do, they'll meet with Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal. That's exactly what they did. And I think that's the right way to do it.
Yeah, I think it's super important too. You want to be on the same page with your stars, Bradley Beal, Russell Westbrook. You look at Damian Lillard. There's been some rumors. So he said that the rumors were not true about him requesting a trade, but it's a players league and players dictate the games now. They dictate the rosters now. Players are basically acting like GMs now. So you got to keep your star players happy. That's what puts fans in the seats, and that's what those are the guys that win the game. So the same thing's going on in the NFL. You look at Deshaun Watson. He's forcing a trade because they didn't consult him about finding a coach. So if you want to keep Bradley Beal, if you want to keep Russell Westbrook, you got to keep those guys involved and engaged and listen to their opinions. So I thought it was a smart move letting those guys sit in. And it also speaks to Wes Unseld Jr. because I heard the quote that he wants to deploy Bradley Beal in different ways. He wants to use Denny Avdia in different ways. So I think those quotes definitely sold, or those words definitely sold the Wizards. I think that sold Bradley Beal as well, because he's probably tired of being triple teamed. I mean, he's going to still get triple teamed and double teamed every night, but I think he probably got fed up with some of the ISO ball on every play, or pick and roll every play. A lot of the plays were predictable last year. So Wes can instill some different offensive schemes, just something different. I think Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook were excited to hear that. What are some assistant coaches you think the Wizards may go after? I know it's kind of broad out there, and it's kind of hard for me to name some assistant coaches as well, but what are some names, or one or two names, that you could think of?
So this is the part that is important with the brand new coaches. are you going to try and surround him with veteran coaches that have head coached before around him? The problem with that is there are not a lot of them out there. So, you know, I thought about Mike Brown, Mark Jackson, people like that, they're around him. Now, when I say Mark Jackson, people have a heart attack, but I'm just naming a couple of like coaches who have head coached before to put behind him. So, and it's not to step on his toes and nothing like that. It's just so he understands more of the process of being a head coach. You know, being a head coach it's not the same job as an assistant coach. I don't know if people think like, oh, it's the same thing, except for like you're the top. That's not really how it works. You know, that's why there's so many assistant coaches. There's the head coaches give you philosophies. And a lot of times it's the assistant coaches that execute it. How little basketball head coaches do at the NBA level will probably actually surprise you when it comes to like practice time and, you know, when they break these teams down into sections and things like that. Now, the reason I know this, so people don't think I'm just blowing smoke here, is I have a family member who played in the NBA. So I've been in plenty of locker rooms, mm-hmm. no longer. I've been in plenty of locker rooms. I've been playing basketball games, and it's just not the same job. It's different. And so I do think they should put some veterans around him. You know what? They did this. They did similar in Brooklyn. They hired Nash, but they put Mike D'Antoni behind him. I think that's the smart thing to do. They don't have to all be veterans, but you want one of those coaches in there to kind of help with the process. That's what Ansel Jr. familiarizes himself and ingratiates himself with the team.
Right. I think if I had to name some guys, I think they could probably bring back Robert Pack. He was a good assistant for Scott Brooks. Right. Phil Handy did try out for the job. He did interview for the job, the Lakers assistant. I don't think he's going to leave LeBron, though. Mark Jackson, if he did want to take – I don't think he'll take a head coaching job. And I think he loves what he's doing right now. So, I mean, an assistant coach job, I think he only wants a head coaching job. So, I don't think he would leave.
With all due respect.
Right. Mama, there goes that man. So, I don't see him leaving. So it probably will be some guys from that Nugget staff who probably bring some guys that he's familiar with. That's probably what I'm expecting. But it is going to be very important. He is going to need an offensive assistant and a defensive assistant to help him out. That's the kind of structure that you need. So I think the second most important with hiring a head coach is definitely getting an assistant coach. So and also, what do you expect as far as changes to the roster after hiring Wes Unseld? Do you think that makes us do you think that changes our mindset that we're going to hire or go after some free agents that are defensive-minded, or we're really going to draft a defensive-first wing or a defensive-first point guard, defensive-first defensive-minded center or a defensive-minded center?
I think – now. I couldn't wait to talk about this. so this is what I think. I think they're going to draft for shooting. And I think the reason why that is because once shooting gets in the NBA, you know, it's at a premium. So I think they're going to try to say, okay, so we'll draft shooting. Someone like Corey Crispert, something like that, who can shoot now. And then I think they're going to use any trade chips they have. I think they have an MLE and their biannual. The MLE, I think it's worth around $9 million, and their biannual, I think it's worth a little over $2 million. So they got those two things to play with. Because as you know, the Wizards are 16 below the hard cap, but $9 million over the cap. So they don't have a lot that they can do. So that's why they're going to try to use those two things. And anything they trade for, I think there's going to be 3-and-D wings. For lack of a better term, I don't think this will happen, especially with the Pistons getting the top pick. So Jeremy Grant, someone like him. I don't think they'll get Jeremy Grant. Look, he wanted to be in Detroit because he wanted to be one of the one or two men. He wanted to be the man and have the ball. So he's not going to come to D.C. At least he's not going to want to get traded to D.C. to be the third or fourth option. I don't think that's what he wants. But someone like him, I think that's what they're going to try to do. Because I think Wes Unseld is not going to accept the defense that the Wizards has had the last couple of years. There's just zero chance that he's going to think that that's okay. And so that's what I think. I won't talk too much longer because I can think about all the different things I think he'll do on the floor. But I'm excited because I think he's going to want to get the correct personnel on the floor with Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal to make them more efficient defensively and offensively. And I can't wait to see it, man.
Definitely. I'm excited for the draft and free agency. The draft is July 29th, and free agency, I want to say it starts August 2nd or 5th. So all that's going to come up pretty fast. And all these moves, we got to get some more defensive-minded guys in there. Like you said, 3-and-D wings. Our wings, we just didn't have – once Denny got injured, we got exposed at that spot. It was Rui, and then after that, it was – Bertans, you know, and if he's not hitting shots, then defensively he's pretty bad. You know, he had a game with 0 points and six fouls, which can't happen when you're getting paid that much money.
No.
And then after that is Isak Bonga, where he's solid defensively, but when he shoots the ball, sometimes it will go off the backboard or air ball. So, and he's just young. So we didn't have wings. We had to play we didn't have to do a three guard lineup, but Scotty Brooks, he loved that three guard lineup. So we got exposed a lot, but I did want to drop a nugget here about Wes Unseld. Just looking at his defensive stats as a defensive coordinator compared to the Washington Wizards. And then we'll take a quick break after that. We'll talk about if hiring attracts free agents, his connections with Denver, some players that I think that he could possibly bring in from that Denver connection, and how attractive of a free agent destination. And also we'll end with Bradley Beal not being on the USA team, which is pretty disappointing. And also, Rui Hachimura had a really good performance yesterday against France. But I want to go over some quick numbers here, and then we'll take a quick break. Denver's defensive rating was 11th in 2021 this past season. Wizards' defensive rating was probably the best that they had in the past 3 years, which was ranked 20th. In 2020, Denver, the Nuggets' defensive rating was 16th, and the Wizards were ranked 29th. So that's a 13-team jump. Upgrade from 2020. Denver in 2019, they were ranked 10th with defensive rating, and the Wizards were ranked 27th. And also points per game allowed. Denver was ranked 11th in 2021. Washington Wizards, we were ranked dead last at 30th. In 2020, the Denver Nuggets were ranked 11th with giving up 109 points per game. And then and the Washington Wizards were ranked 29th in 2020, giving up 119 points per game. And then in 2019, the Nuggets were ranked 7th in points per game allowed, only giving up 106 points per game, and the Washington Wizards were ranked 29th, giving up 116 points per game. So that's where I'm expecting that jump, and that's where the proof is in the pudding. The numbers are right there. So Wes Unseld has proven himself as a defensive coordinator. You look at those numbers, the defensive rating, the points per game allowed, they were at least top 15 many years in a row, and the Washington Wizards were bottom 25 for many years in a row in the last 3 or 4 years. So that's where I'm expecting that jump defensively with the Washington Wizards statistically. But before we get into the next segment, the sponsor is being brought to you by Built Bar. Did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There is something for everyone. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their faves. If you don't know the Built Bar flavors, well, you're missing out. Cookies and Cream is really good. The double chocolate one, mint brownie, and the German chocolate one is really good as well. If you haven't tried these flavors, you can get a mixed box where you get two of each of the 9 flavors. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy as well. 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, and only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. All amazing flavors. Order today and get the grasshopper cookie or raspberry or whichever one you like. Built Bar is the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. So that's pretty cool, checking out the Olympics. Go to built.com and use promo code LOCKED15, promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your order. Once again, use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com, and we'll be right back. All righty, so I thought about this, of course, when we hired Wes. Do you think hiring Wes will attract free agents here? Do you think that changes anything? Does that make Washington more of an attractive place for free agents to come to DC?
I honestly am not sure. I know what the players that he's coached as an assistant absolutely love Wes Unseld Jr. Because he's a new head coach, I'm not exactly sure if it maybe the combination of him, Russell Westbrook, and Bradley Beal makes it attractive. I'm just not sure that he has that. Like, if you said Greg Popovich was coming to D.C., of course. If you said, you know, someone like, if you said Steve Kerr, head coaches that have, you know, been at that level have won, I think those kind of players are attracted to those teams that want to play for particularly those coaches. As great as Wes Unseld Jr. has been as an assistant outside of Denver, so maybe he helps with Denver players. Maybe there's some Denver players that are like, man, I would go to D.C. just to play for Wes Unseld Jr. again. But outside that, I'm not exactly sure. I think the combination of the three can make it enticing because you have a lock, a Hall of Famer and former MVP in Russell Westbrook. You got an elite scorer in Bradley Beal. So there may be some people who want to come just for that, just to see if they can build something in D.C. Look, there are not a lot of players like Russell Westbrook, Bradley Beal, and Damian Lillard that say, look, let's build something rather than go join someone that's already made. And so maybe there are players out there that say, yes, I want to go there. I want to build something with Russell Westbrook, Bradley Beal, and Wes Unseld Jr. And that attracts them. But, you know, we're in ring chase era right now. So I don't know if that's the case of how most of them feel. I don't know. If I was a player, I would, because he pays attention to detail. That's the thing I'm looking forward to the most is the attention to detail that Wes Unseld Jr. Brings to the table. Is Rui Hachimura still going to egregiously help off of the strong side corner over and over again like he did all last season? Probably not with Wes Unseld Jr. because I just don't think he's going to let it happen. And it wasn't just him. That's just an example. They all did that. Rui was just really bad at doing that. He gave up a lot of corner threes. So if I was a player, that's why I would want to play for Wes Unseld Jr. But the way these NBA players are, I think they kind of wait to see how coach does as a head coach first. And then that's what draws them to that city to play for that particular coach. But I could be wrong. What do you think?
No, I'm with you. It is going to be hard. It is a ring chase league. You look at James Harden forcing his way to team up with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, then Kevin Durant going to the Warriors to team up with them. He actually just made a comment. Kevin Durant said that the 2017 finals is better than this finals. And I don't think any Warriors finals with Kevin Durant was a good finals because, of course, it was just a loaded team. But I do think that I don't think he'll attract any big name free agents or force any big name guys to really force a trade. But you look at some of the Nuggets free agents, Will Barton actually just declined his option with the Denver Nuggets. They're in Woj reported that he's more likely that they're trying to work out a deal. So I'm not going to say, oh, we're just going to get Will Barton, but it's something to keep an eye on for sure. I'm not sure the relationship with Will Barton. And then Torrey Craig, he's also a free agent. He's playing with the Suns right now after this season, playing with the Suns in the NBA finals. He played for the Nuggets as well, was really good defensively. So if he had a good relationship with Wes Unseld, maybe we could definitely get him with the mid-level exception. So there's a few guys to think about. Jeremy Grant did play with the Nuggets. Personally, I don't think the Jeremy Grant trade is going to happen, but it's wishful thinking. So there are some guys that you might want to keep your eye on that did play under Wes Unseld that I'm hoping. But the attractiveness, I don't really think it raises it might raise the bar a little bit more, but not by much. I don't think it'll be too much of a deciding factor unless he can recruit some of those guys, if he's able to recruit some of those guys. Which Washington Wizards player do you think will benefit the most from the hiring? I heard he talked about trying to use Denny Avdia in different ways in the interview process, and talked about deploying Bradley Beal in different ways. Which player do you think he will help out in development? I mean, it could be Thomas Bryant. It could be Daniel Gafford benefiting. But if you had to take a guess, which player do you think will make a leap or improve under Wes Unseld Jr.?
I like you said, I do think all of them will, but I'm going to, people are going to think this is by default because everyone knows I'm a Russell Westbrook fan. But I actually think it's going to be Russell Westbrook. And I'll tell you why. Look, I know as much as I love watching him play, what Russell Westbrook can be at sometimes not a good time is a turnover machine. Now, I know and understand that because he has the ball so much, he's going to turn the ball over because he always has it. So that's why James Harden turns the ball over a lot. That's why Luka Doncic turns the ball over a lot. That's why their season with LeBron James turns the ball over a lot because they have the ball so much. For some reason, it's really loud when Russell Westbrook does it. But I know that that is the case. I think Wes Unseld Jr., because he's going to come in and develop and help everybody else, that is going to help Russell Westbrook not have the ball so much so he doesn't turn the ball over so much. I do think that because when I hear him say different ways to use Denny, I think I'm pretty sure he means as a ball handler, as a playmaker, as a passer, which means Russell Westbrook doesn't have to have it at that moment. I think he wants to use Beal. I can think of a million ways to use Beal that we didn't last season, so I'm happy to hear that. He's got – Beal can be a better creator and playmaker than what he does. He had stretches last season where – in games where I was like, man, he had like 4 or 5 assists. I wish he did that all the time, but he doesn't. But he has all the skills to do so. So I think Beal will have the ball as a playmaker, not just a scorer coming off the screen, more than he usually does. I think Denny will have the ball more than he usually does. Whoever the backup point guard is, and I think he's going to use Russell Westbrook as a cutter. Can you imagine Russell Westbrook, who can travel the entire basketball court, baseline to baseline, in 4.8 seconds at 21.6 miles an hour, is cutting? Mm-hmm. Not once or twice a game. I mean all the doggone time. Just can you imagine Russ cutting or coming off a screen at full speed? Yeah. I mean, my goodness.
Yeah, you got the sports science stats down, man, for sure. I mean.
So I cannot wait for to see that. So I think it's going to help Russell Westbrook. I think he'll get more easy ones. And Bradley Beal as well. Something I thought was egregious all last season is Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook had to work entirely too hard for every point they got. Wow. It was, I don't know if you know, but based off of synergy, Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal were both top 10 in double teams per game. Both. I think Beal was like 5th and Russell Westbrook was 9th.
Right.
Both in the top 10 because it was just a wall. If Beal wasn't on the floor, it was just a wall for Russell Westbrook. And he's staring at it. There's no secondary or tertiary actions. It's just one action, pick and roll, and then everyone stands there and looks at Russell Westbrook. Same thing with Bradley Beal. But I think he's going to make it easier for those guys. It's going to be cutting. More importantly than ball movement to me, look, I hear about ball movement. I agree. It's player movement. The players need to move. That's why I personally like Garrison Matthews. Because he's constantly moving. I put out a video on my Twitter, personal Twitter, Russell Westbrook gets chipped at Always and Forever Art. Go check that out. About just Garrison Matthews just moving off the ball and Russell Westbrook finding him constantly because he just moves. So I think the player movement, the ball movement, the cutting, other players having the ball, and Russell Westbrook not just standing in the corner when that happens, because I don't think Wes Unseld is going to say, yeah, just go stand over there because now you don't have the basketball. I think it's going to help him a lot. So that's who I think it'll help most. And then I think Bradley Beal would be second. I really think he's going to help the stars when it comes to being on the court.
I think so too. I think, honestly, it will help. But yeah, you made some excellent points right there. I mean, we had zero spacing on the floor, a lot of iso ball. Didn't have a lot of three-point shooters. I mean, we were ranked 29th in three-point attempts, so we didn't even space the floor much or shoot threes. We got to get some shooters in here to space the floor, make it easier for Russell Westbrook, and just get more space for Bradley Beal. I'm interested to see how they do use Denny because it's just tough for Denny to get touches with Russ and Brad on the floor. So it is going to be a tall task for Wes Unseld Jr. to get him more involved. Same thing with Rui Hachimura, got to get him more involved. Rue was balling in the game against. He's balled so far. I mean, he's balled out so far with Japan. I want to see him do the same things over here, but he's got to get more touches. Yep. But I think, honestly, it could be Daniel Gafford. I'm a huge Daniel Gafford fan. I mean, we don't go 17-6 in the second half of the year if not for Daniel Gafford coming in. I mean, I like Robin Lopez a lot, but he is not a rim protector. He could barely jump over a phone book. When Daniel Gafford came in, this man was blocking shots, dunking the ball, finishing. It was just something that we didn't have, especially after Thomas Bryant got injured. I think he can make him lock in defense. I mean, Daniel Gafford already locks in defense, but I think he can possibly be a I don't know if I'll go as far as a defensive player of the year candidate, but I think he can be in that Clint Capella, Rudy Gobert range with averaging 2 blocks a game, 10 boards, 10 points, especially with him and Russell Westbrook. Him and Russell Westbrook had really, really good chemistry.
Yes.
Loves a big man that can just rim run and jump, just like Steven Adams did with the Thunder. So he loves bigs that can do that. So in my opinion, I really think it's going to be Daniel Gafford out of everybody.
Let me ask you something on that. What do you think? I think that that's a hot take. I love that you picked Daniel Gafford, though, because I love Daniel Gafford. Like, the defense also, it doesn't end at 20 without Daniel Gafford. That's right. What's going to happen. What do you think his ceiling is? So when I look at Daniel, my worry is he can only play about 5 or 6 minutes at a time. Wow. That bothers me. So what do you think his ceiling is as a center?
I'm going to say same as Clint Capella and Rudy Gobert. I don't know if he'll get defensive player of the year, but, you know, you look at all those bigs like Jared Allen from the Cavaliers, and he outplayed Jared Allen when we played him. He dunked on Jared Allen. Like, they were going back and forth. I think they both had double-doubles in that game. But, I mean, you look at the bigs in this league, and they're all very similar, like Larry Nance, Mitchell Robinson. Collins, Noel, all those guys, they do the same thing. They rim run, they dunk, they jump, block shots. And that's all the Wizards really need. I mean, I've seen Gafford working out on his jumper. So if he develops a 10 to 18-foot jumper, I'm not even expecting him to get a three-pointer because I don't want him to focus. I want him to stay in the paint, honestly, because I know all the bigs today, they shoot threes, which is fine. That's just what today's game is, you know, going out there shooting threes and positionless basketball. But I think his ceiling is really 15 – I'm going to say 16 and 10. I'm expecting this year coming up, I'm expecting him to average a double. He needs to get in shape. I don't want to hear that excuse of him not being in shape because Scott Brooks used that a lot.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that excuse anymore for him not getting playing time. And I think Wes Unseld Jr. is going to realize that because he's a defensive-minded head coach. Having a rim protector out there like that is going to win you games. And that's basically why we won a lot of games last year.
Definitely agree. We're going to have to come back to this. I know we're probably ran out of time, but we're going to come back to that because then we can get a teaser, everyone, because then we can get into the Daniel Gafford Thomas Bryant talk.
I can't wait
to get to that.
I can't wait. Yeah, I can't wait to see Thomas Bryant come back from the ACL injury, but we'll probably end it here. And I just want to thank you guys for tuning in. You know, so we're excited to start this off, and make sure you guys subscribe. We're on all platforms where you can find a podcast. And this was fun, JD.
This was fun. Can't wait to do it again. Make sure you guys go follow us at Locked On Wizards. Follow us on Twitter as well. Appreciate you guys so much. Your dynamic duo off the court, just as potent as your dynamic duo on the court, Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook. Peace.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Plug in your Twitter real quick, and I'll plug in mine. Mine is ed2flat. So it's EDTOOOFLATTATT. So I made my Twitter when I was in high school, so don't make too much fun of me.
Yeah, guys, follow me at Russell Westbrook Gets a Chip at Always and Forever Art on Twitter. Definitely tons of videos, the Washington Wizards, tons of breakdowns on the Washington Wizards on my YouTube channel, J-Rock Soccer and Basketball Sessions. All Wizards, all the time, all Russell Westbrook. Make sure you go check us both out.
Yep. All right, you guys have a good one. Peace.
Peace.